All right, here we go. We're live recording feedback. Today, Society's Grinder, kind of talking about what we might be doing here, or what I might be doing, talking about a little bit of everything. Thanks, Alan, down in South Africa. I've used your photos many, many times. I think what you do, your art, and wow, by the way, the stuff you're doing these days, it's incredible with pen. Just really, really awesome, and your artwork really expresses a lot of times my ideas and thoughts that I have. So feedback, big shout out to Hal Anthony behind the woodshed coming up Sunday, 2 o'clock Central Time, over in the Great Northwest up there, recording around the world. So basically, this is a continuation of What Matters Worldwide. I'm calling it feedback, and thinking about some of the stuff that Hal talks about as far as the feed versus food that we consume. And, you know, it's not always ingested right down the belly, although sometimes we do regurgitate all that stuff that we get in the feed, whether it be the social media. And so here we go, paraphrase plagiarist, better to taste it than waste it, I guess. So if you think it's crap, it may be. All right, so that's going. I'm going to reduce that down. I'm applying for it. Yes, Vince Dork. I stood in for you last Saturday with Flash. So we talked about cannabis. Al mentioned that also. Cannabis sativa and indica. There seems to be some discrepancy in the federal legislation going on. Oh my God, that must be stop voting, must be Flash right there. Is it? Fish don't ride bikes. Silly. So anyways, let me go back and read this description over here. So I'm Vinny, hosting producer of Connecting Voices, broadcasting What Matters Worldwide. Right here, rlmradio.xyz, reallibertymedia.com. And also, I am part of the crew over at UCY.TV, and happy 4-year anniversary today. Lots of great folks over there, as well as incredible people we got right here at RealLibertyMedia.com. Like I said, I've not prepared anything for today. This is just merely a test. That's what I want to do. Oh yeah, did I not do that? Yeah, I did. I thought I did. Maybe I didn't. Show now. Is it? I thought I hit that. What happened? Let me go check that again. Did that not go on? Let me try again. Let me do it in IRC bar. Show now. Feedback. Are you going to do it? Oh, I didn't do it right. Let's try that. I did. I think it is. But it's not all together there. Let me go back over and see what it says. Why ain't it showing? Hi, Abel. Welcome. How come it ain't showing? What am I doing wrong? I've joined the IRC bar. Let me see what's going on. It says I any channel topic and showing information updated. I'm not gonna quit hitting things, man. How come it ain't showing? Did I post it in the wrong spot? IRC bar. Why didn't it show? Why didn't it show? I don't know why things is not happening. Let me just look here. There it is. It's showing feedback. Okay. Hey, cowboy. It's there. It's working. But, okay, now it shows up. Thank you, barman. Let me Let me just grab a couple of things as I move along here. I'm going to go grab this cool art. And Circle remembers it. She helped. So I say helped, I mean that she did it. Made a banner for Flash and myself when we were doing This Is No Time for Rational Thinking. See, I always push the button. That'll be my last words. I wonder what this button does. Come on. Let me push this button. Let me push it. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I said I wasn't going to hum. Dee-dum-dum. Bum. Well, I've got syrup in my computer, near Paris. But we're going to have fun. Here it is. Society's Grinder. Thanks, Alan. Stride. Down in South Africa. No, I want to go get this right now. How about that rain? Wow, this is slow. Slow-mo. That was, what was that, Slevin? Good movie? Yeah, so, buddy of mine, down here at the end of the field, little boy, Logan, watches all these Pixar, whatever, all these animated movies. So I've seen several of them. And when I guess when I do this for real here, I plan on doing some feedback on some stuff. I happen to go over to another friend's, and they watch TV, so I see a lot of stuff, and I really enjoy the analyzing of it, looking at through analyzed. But anyway, it's pretty amazing. So I've been listening to some propaganda stuff, you know, and reviewing the where it came about. Which, if this thing will ever let me do something here. Okay, here we go. Copy link to Twitter. To the twit. Copy that. Roger 10-4. And actually, I need to go back and change my channel over here. Go back to Propaganda Panda and gather up this other little bit of information. Actually, so it's what I've got over here. Disconnected my. Oh no, I'm not liking videos on this one, because then it goes all into the like video things. And what I'm doing instead is adding. I'm on my channel. Yeah, adding subscriptions was what will show here. This will basically be my gathering of information to for presenting for study. And if I can get this to work, first of all, I'm going to go over here and drop this link over here. So check out this picture. Hey, Shirley. You must be laughing at about the analyze. Okay, where we got here? It's the red wire. Always the red wire. Come back here. Created playlist. There we go. See? And there's subscriptions. Yes. Real Liberty Media at the top. I got a several. So far, this is what I'm building up. And actually, I want to go back and re-listen to some of these and take the notes and build this. But that's not for this show. That's for a future broadcast after this one. This is me just kind of talking and working through stuff, so y'all can follow along and laugh at me if you want to. I'm good with that. So, creative playlist. I have personality traits, and understanding manipulative people, and what is character. What is character is where I'll start at, and going on and building. So, what this will be is kind of a study group show of building another show. Concerning the language, communication, and human behavior of social constructs. Grammar, logic, and rhetoric. Seek, see, say, as I like to say, to think and reason. Pondering the propaganda. And this I came up with, and I guess I gathered this together from a few different places. and it's on the reallibertymedia.com YouTube page, and I included it here with Propaganda Panda. As a man is haunted by the vastness of eternity, we ask ourselves, will our actions echo across the centuries? Will strangers hear our names long after we're gone and wonder who we were and how bravely we fought and how fiercely we loved? And that's from the paraphrase Pleasures. Oh, that's me. Another one of the Vinnies. And that's me. Vincent Easley. You'll hear a lot of other names. But we're connecting voices, broadcasting what matters, networking people, and radio broadcasting from the Americas. Let's go through here and see all the subscriptions I've got on this. I'll also copy my channel, and if you want to come over, you can. Not a requirement to sub to my channels, but if you would, please gather up yourself, and if you've not already, subscribe to reallibertymedia.com YouTube channel. We're at 70 likes. I have 96 subscriptions, and up until a couple of days ago, Real Liberty Media had 69, so we were mirrored there, but we're up to 70 now. I love Cheryl's input. Matter of fact, I'm laughing out loud. Did I copy this? Yeah, that's a YouTube channel. I have one of four, I guess. Oh, so yeah, I was going to read the subscriptions. Real Liberty Media, George Simon, that's Dr. George Simon, and the Character Matters, he broadcasts Sunday at UCY.TV. Anti-Media, Michael Cross, also on UCY.TV. He also, like Dr. George Simon, discusses Character Matters, or Michael Cross, I guess, would be more known for the discernment within disturbed characters as far as narcissists and psychopaths and sociopaths. I've been thinking about that, the differences and the definition of those folks. But also, What Matters Worldwide, UCY-TV, a channel I had as a backup for posting up the broadcast from there. Choice Conversations, he's been a guest. The Ocelli Effect, Nuts for Art. Most of these people are going to be doing broadcasts someplace. UCY-TV, Pigmind 7, that's a real good place if you're all about the news. That has all the news clips compiled together, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So, now that I'm over here, I can perhaps scroll. Come here. Where you at? Last one was Pigmind. So there's Joshua Lerch, L-E-R-C-H. Brandon Turbeville, Julie Stan One, Truth or Talk. Kind Communication. School Sucks Podcast, Tragedy and Hope, Souvenir One, our very own Souvenir, Walter Hendricks, could be on in the morning, in the evening, and we got fun. And there's Carrie Young, channel, she broadcasts, simulcast here tomorrow as well in the afternoon. Vince Easley, that's me. Scam School, Vincent Easley, that's me. I got 96 subscribers and 97 videos. There's one for each and every one of you. And one extra. James Freeland. The great mighty. We love him. He's awesome. Hey, where'd you go? There you are. Okay, so I've got some left over since I transitioned this channel, but still good. Greatest audiobooks. And whatever this is, DPG space PLC. Committed to your success. Must be a leftover something. I don't know what that is. You know that YouTube will give you some subscriptions somehow automatically. Stephen Molyneux, I question some things he says, but a lot of things are pretty good. Emancipated Human. Raytheon. Yeah, I definitely like keeping up on them. I'll have to go get DARPA on this one, too. Larkin Rose. Pigmind 6. How to Be Basic. This is about making some videos, I guess. Mr. Tech Difficult. ASAP Science. Vice. Vsauce. YouTube Nation. Police State USA, YouTube Spotlight, here's one, Creator of Sound, V-O-0-S-T-O-0, pronounce that, UFO TV, the Disclosure Network, Six Science, hey, there's my cousin, Mike, He was, I subbed when I opened this. So he really came up with this name, Propaganda Panda, several years ago. And what it really, if you'll consider an accent, a southern accent, even that Yankee accent up there in Boston, with you, put an R if the word ain't got it, and if there is an R, take it out. So Propaganda Panda would be a Papa Ganda at the Panda. Pandering. So yeah, they pander stuff, right? Trying to always sell us something for show. Alright, so I'm back over here. Grimner, are you in here? By the way. Ooh, Cheryl got an itch. I'm laughing. Okay. So, what do I want to do? I want to open this thing back up. Where's it at? This one? This is it, right? Yeah. Rake 2. So, Grimner got me all hooked up on this new broadcasting thing here we got going. But also this connection. So, I want to see if I can get Grim to come in and do a little audio test and see if this comes in. I'll have to plug my headphones back in. I guess I probably should do that. And see that this comes through. This is preemptive to getting maybe Hal together with some other folks. And if we can broadcast this way, because Hal doesn't do the Skyper. But I'm hooking up here. Stand by. And now I hear myself in my ears. Headset. That's hooked. Now I gotta come here. Quit spinning. You don't put my name over here. Rakem? No. What? Quit spinning. Stop. It might take me 2 hours to do this, huh? I was planning on an hour. And that's why it's not gonna be around for the next 30 minutes. Well, this thing's just spinning for some reason. Let me try a click. Stop it. Come in. Rakem's trying to open. In the meantime. Wow. He's got a little friend. You ain't gonna make it either, buddy. There it is. So, log in. Well, like a smoke. Well, it's logging in, and I got disturbed. Give me. A date. I ain't got a date. Hello, Grim. What my you? What date? A date. You can't wait. Okay, so this stuff is all slow. It's working. Let me move this out of the way. Give that to my wife. Wait a minute. There it is. What is Meta? What are you talking about? I think that's where I'm broadcasting from. It's opening, Grim. Can't. It's opening. It's open now. I do believe I've got it open. Let me see if I can message it. It's not taking my click on my buttons. It's pretty slow. Excuse the cough. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a fart as me squeezing my mic cover. Listen, it's regurgitating. Can you hear that? There's Grim calling. Are you going to open for me? Come on. Here. Oh, right here. There it is, and I click okay. Alright. Hey, Grimner. Yep. I think so, but I think I'm hearing me talking in the past. Yep, So I'm assuming this is working. Can y'all hear Grimner? Can you hear me now? I think so. So anyways, let's see. I hope this will work, and maybe I can have a conversation with Hal sometime. A lot of people have a hard time understanding what Hal's talking about. I think it's pretty clear, though, that the things we've been doing ain't been working, so I think we need to be a little more direct in our attack, right? No. Did you get him on? Oh, cool. Well, I'll have to, let me see. Let me just do this right now. Add contact. Let me look. Why aren't you opening? Right. Okay. So, Graham says, echo, echo, echo. Oh, that was first coming through, I think. Yeah, you probably had your player going. Was the echo y'all heard? Okay, so Cowboy hears you. Good, this works. Cool for that. What am I talking about? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Me talking about? I think it works. All right. Thanks, Grim. Thanks for setting this up. I am recording. I forgot to hit record. They have been working, but it's taking time, says Graham. All right, bud. I'm going to hang up on you. Thanks. All right, better now. Thanks, guys. Okay. I'm going to open up this tab. So I've talked to Cheryl about this, Miss Bill, and Choco Chili, J. Cynthia Brooks, couple other people, Kimmelcelli, about doing some recordings, and I've been sorely amiss. All the good things my brother's done for me, I've not done any audio for him, for his project, which is a stroll through the common era. Unfortunately for most listeners right now, it is slanted and biased a little bit, in my opinion, and most certainly would be in yours, towards the Christian faith, but that's okay. I still want to help him with this project. Although I intend to offset some with some other stuff for history. Basically, doing some audio. This thing's spinning. I'm going to go to the page. Record some audio here, and he'll cut and put it into YouTube. He does some really good YouTube videos. And said, focus on Christian side, which I find a lot of value in that, but also find a lot of stuff that I would say, as far as opinion of people, would need to be asked or searched out for themselves again. Was this really what God would say to you? My cigarette's not burning very good. I'm going to try to light this again. You know, that fire retardant stuff is like, I think, asbestos or carpet glue or something they put in there to make your cigarette burn out. I mean, it hardly ever works except when you're trying to smoke it. Anyways, this is open in here. I'm going to close the Twitteration. Pop back over here for your site. Yeah, I'll go grab, I'll search up Hal and contacts here a little bit later. But I wanted to read some stuff here if I find it. This is just practice. Like I said, if you can find some, actually, if you're not on Facebook, then don't worry about it, but Bell's not. I did do some stuff up to one of them photo places for an example, for those that ain't. It takes a long time to copy and paste all that crap. Here it is if you're on Facebook, or Thicky Book, as Grammy calls it. And Jesus, this was part of my problem about being able to work off this. Photos, there's the albums there. That's where the content lies. And what he did, put a lot of memes with text in there. So a person want to read that. But like I said, I want to do what is actually true history. Some people call conspiracy history. The unseen hand, as Ralph Epperson calls it. Wow, 40 minutes of flitteration there. I got a phone call right at noon as I was trying to get on air here, as it never ceases to fail. I thought somebody was fixing to pull up in the driveway. Yeah, I ran out of coffee last week, Grimner, because I had extra company. But I got some good stuff in the pot right now. So all those, all these albums over here, what I'll do is, I've started here, I posted something on there, and it's, Geronimo, was it? There's an autobiography written by him, it's in the public domain. I have the PDF for it, and it's also been read through Lieberman, and recorded on YouTube, but I thought I would highlight some of that. There are some books I'd like to read. Also, the introduction to Dr. Simon's book, The Judas Syndrome, Why Good People Do Awful Things. There's the pause for you, Beth, the comment in the end. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I'm going to read the introduction to that, but not now. And record it. Pretty good works that Dr. Simon does. Okay, here's all the albums. They're put in by date. 1244, must be going back. 1963, was that what it was? No, 1800s. Back 1900. Yeah, I guess I knew what's that. Oh my god, you know what I forgot? There's so many pictures in that, it takes me about 5 minutes to scroll to the bottom where I posted that. Let's see if I can just keep hitting the end. I remember that. Oh my god, it's so slow. I'll never get to the bottom, I bet. If the ocean were whiskey and I were a duck, I'd swim to the bottom and never come up. But next week, I'll be having a bunch of stuff all gathered together. So I said, last night at midnight when I woke up, I sent feedback. I must have been dreaming. Page down, come on. Let's go to the bottom. It'll take forever, I promise. Oh my word. See, when you're not prepared. It'll come there, and then you'll cover it up with more pictures. Love this official. Can't even see my comment there. Well, come on. In. Alright, maybe you can hear me again. I jerked my mic. I don't remember like Mike anyways. I'm going to jerk him around some more. Crikey. This is very frustrating. Maybe it is for you as well. I should use the computer tripod. Okay. this is probably going to take 100 years. It's a good thing because this album covers 100 years. Why am I comment there? I know it's got to be there. Unless it's in like another album. And man, wouldn't that suck? Because it's not here. I got to the bottom. Oh, wow. Oh, that's even more so frustrating. 1900. I was pretty sure it was there about Geronimo. Why ain't it? Or did I post it under a pic? I did it a while ago. I mean, like a month or so ago. Hey, there's 1993 David Koresh. I went down to Waco, down to what they called their compound after they burned them down. That's a pretty interesting story in itself. A lot of stuff connected with that. But why would you destroy a crime scene with bulldozers, push it all up and take it to the landfill and bury it? So, I'm scrolling down. At least all the pictures are loading. Oh, he's even got 9/11 posters in, or pictures in here. That would definitely be something that I would want to cover. Thing is, he's wanting like 10-minute clips, and it's hard to really get anything said for 10 minutes, I think. Is this going backwards? It should be. There's Saddam Hussein. There's a perhaps a little Pakistani girl. For what crimes are being committed? Oh, there's a bunch of criminals right there. I see. But George Sr., Obama, GW, Bill Clinton, and that dick on the end. No, I'm not talking about Bill Clinton's nose. It looks like a penis. I'm talking about Dick Cheney. Definitely a penis. Oh, Kim Jong-un. There's Charlie Manson in here. So there's a lot of real history that could be covered. This, I'm not seeing any Christian science so far. So don't let that throw you off. And help record with me, if you will, AD, a stroll through the common era. Not error. There's been a lot of errors in there. I see Spock, Vanity Fair. There's some girls boxing. Yeah, that girl. Wait, she got some arms on her. I would buy it. Oh, there's another dick. Trump. Donald. Boy, what does it really say about what we got in this world for choices, if you believe in voting? Well, I didn't find it. I wonder where I posted it. I bet. Let me click home. I bet I clicked this, Stephen Berkeley is at Magnolia's Eating Deliciousness. Continual connection on UCLA.TV. I bet I posted that in text over on a page. It'd be matters of review. I bet it is. Doing my landing pages to put stuff. It's not publicized. Matters of is the theme. Hey, no, that's not my mobile number. Help keep your account secure. Add number, change number. They're always trying to get you to do things. Facebook is. Alright, so it's going to this page, and perhaps I'll have time to read this before we close out the hour. And I promise next week to do something a little better. Again, mumble and stumble. Here's something. Quick more. It says, at Grimner, this is one of my notes, and Juana Taco's in here. Some notes I took. There's Best C. I don't remember. And there's Gramsci and Beagle. Why did I copy this? One of the extraordinary things about the revelations of the past several years and their accelerating pace is that they have occurred in the context of the United States as the uncontested hyperpower. We now have the largest unchallenged military machine in the history of the world. And it's backed by a political system that is increasingly willing to authorize any use of force in response to practically any justification. That's why I recorded, because this is real history right here, what we're talking about. That's from Grimmer. Juana Taco says, Quigley, the plumber, reinforces with the United States doesn't enjoy the benefit of appearing supremely powerful, but this is only a cruel joke. When the network is satisfied that all major obstacles to the unelected rule has been removed, it will be a simple matter to destroy the U.S. dollar justifiably, cut off the flow of money and credit to the United States, and create the political incentive necessary for the United States to fully enter the new global system. Most of the world, says Grimner, world's population is far too poor to prepare for anything beyond today. Isn't that the fact? That's why so many of my plans fall through. That's today. It happens today, and then I'll know it happened. Beth says these people really aren't in the system working, and then are they just so they just continue on? Yeah. Anyways, that was some notes. Now, is this what I'm looking for? You are in America. You probably can't see something important discovery. What is this? It's not what I'm looking for. Oh, crap. It's not here. But I did save the PDF somewhere. Okay, well. I don't know where. And I purposely didn't prepare for doing this. So I just wanted to get set up. And what I'm going to do is still type in here. Was it Geronimo? What was that Apache's name? Yeah, I think that's what it is. Maybe not. Gutenberg. That might be it. Yeah, but no, that's the reading. 2 decades, Geronimo was the most feared. Was it? I'm gonna open this in. Probably won't get to it. Time. Take care of it. Let me let that learn. I think it ain't. Well, regardless. Let me read this. A cough, excuse me. Are clearing my throat. Okay, so Geronimo, although the precise date and location of Geronimo's birth are not known, he was most likely born around June 1829 near the head of the Gila River in part of the southwest, then controlled by Mexico. Named, and I won't say it in native tongue, but one who yawns. By his parents, a legendary Apache warrior later came to be called Geronimo, a name taken from the sound that terrified Mexican soldiers allegedly cried when calling on Saint Jerome to protect them from his relentless charge. Geronimo's early life, like that of other Apache youth, was filled with complete religious ritual and ceremony, from the placing of amulets on his cradle to guard him against the early death, to the ceremonial putting on the first moccasins. Geronimo's relatives prepared their infant for Apache life, teaching him the origin, myths of his people, and the legends of supernatural beings and benevolent mountain spirits that hid in the caverns in their homeland. Through ritual observations and instructions, Geronimo learned about Usan, a remote and nebulous god who, through unconcern with his petty quarrels among men, was the life giver and provider for his people. When Usan created the Apache, Geronimo later asserted, he also created their homes in the West. He gave to them such grain, fruits, game as they needed to eat. He gave to them a climate, and all they needed for clothing and shelter was at hand. Geronimo's religious heritage, excuse me, Geronimo's religious heritage taught him to be self-sufficient, to love and revere his mountain homeland, and never to betray a promise made with oath and ceremony. How'd that work out? Geronimo grew into adulthood. Excuse me. Geronimo grew into adulthood. Can I say it? One more time. Geronimo grew into adulthood during a brief period of peace, a rare interlude that interrupted the chronic wars between the Apache and the Mexican people. Even in times of peace, however, Apache culture placed a priority on the skills of warfare through parental instruction and childhood games. Geronimo learned how to hunt, hide, track, and shoot, necessary for survival skills in an economy based upon game, wild fruits, and booty taken from neighboring peoples. Geronimo also heard the often repeated stories of conquest of his heroic grandfather, Meco, an Apache chief renowned for his great size, strength, and valor in battle. Like his grandfather, Geronimo had an unusual physical prowess and courage. Tall and slender, strong and quick, Geronimo proved at an early age to be a good provider for his mother, whom he supported following his father's death, following his father's premature death, and later for his bride, Alope, whom he acquired from her father for a herd of ponies, stolen most likely from unsuspecting Mexicano victims. By his early 20s, Geronimo, still called Guy Athle, was a member of the Council of Warriors, a proven booty taker, a husband, and a father of three. So this wasn't the PDF I was looking for. I wanted to tell their creation myth. It was pretty good. But maybe this is, and I'm just not seeing it. But I'm pretty sure it's not. It's not looking anything like the one that I had copied. Might be the same one. I'm going to scroll down. They really didn't want him to write this book, and it had to be approved. Of course, one man, as he was dictated to it, wrote the book. Looks like this isn't all it. But anyways, that's just part of it. But they didn't want him to write the book at all. Got to control the information and history, of course. There is some more I want to read out of this, and I'll find it next week. I'll close that out. But that's a start, Vic. Sorry it's taking me so long. Boy, I tell you what. First of all, it was summer, and it's too hot to be sitting in here. And too much fun outside. Alright, so I'm back in chat. Look at everybody been talking. I'm going to close out here in a couple of minutes. And this was feedback. This was a test. Society's Grinder. I guess the next one should have been called that, perhaps. But anyway, Society's Grinder is everything all mixed and mashed and ground up and spit back out. And that's our feed right there. Feedback. Or eat crap. So, gonna be hot down Texas. I went back too far. Catching up. Well, hey, this has been feedback, and we'll come back again and do some more. Thanks for listening and following along. Now I'll go kill this business. Aisha. I'd like to figure out how to do it. This one. So, I guess I can go hit. I should have already done this. I'll hit stop. Alright. I'll still be.